Probably the most important thing to learn is to be impeccable with your word. God spoke the universe into existence. You speak your life into existence. Words have power and magic. My father told the story of working as a young teenager in a bookstore. And I don't remember the details, but something about the delivery of a book, he told someone he would do, and it didn't happen as he said it would. The owner of the bookstore really gave him a hard time about it. Even though there was no "I promise you this" or "I promise you that," if you say something, it is a promise. Every relationship is based upon saying something and then doing what you say. Without a promise, there is no relationship. If you make a product, there's a promise implied in the product. If you have a service, there's a promise implied in that service. If you are a father or a son or a friend or a boyfriend or a husband, there are promises implied in that relationship. Think about work. Implied in your job is that you will be there, ready to work at a particular time and do whatever is expected of you. If you're not sure what is expected of you and you don't know what the promise is that you've made, then you should clarify that. If your employer or your wife or your girlfriend is angry, it's because they think what you have said has not been the truth. In every disagreement, there is the breaking of a promise. So the first book that I would like for you to study, the first book in the Father Library, is The Four Agreements, the Wisdom Book. And the first agreement is that you be impeccable in your word. You can use words to make promises to yourself, and those are the most important promises. If you can't make and keep promises to yourself, then you can never make and keep promises to other people. Every disagreement, every lost customer, lost girlfriend, lost friend, lost relationship came about because either I or the other person did not do what they said they would do, without exception. You have the right to expect people to do what they say. If they don't, you have the right to bring it to their attention. In the same way, you will not be able to keep every promise. You're not perfect. As soon as you see that you cannot do what you said you would do, as soon as you see that you're not able to keep a promise, then as best you can, you don't wait for the other person. You immediately, as soon as you see that this will happen, bring it to the attention to the other person and ask what you can do to make it right. There are times when I've had financial problems that made it impossible for me to keep financial obligations, so I was forced to break a promise. I went immediately and tried to make it right. In not all cases was I able to make it right. In other words, there will be times when, because someone else does not keep their promise to you, you become unable to keep your promise to another person. Let me say that again. There will be times when others will not keep their promise to you, and because of that, you will be unable to keep your promise to another person. There will be times when you forget. Make it a point every time you say something that you will do that you keep a record of it in some way. Be very careful that you don't overpromise. Every time you speak, before you speak, catch yourself. Will I actually be able to do this thing? There should be no yelling, no anger involved. If people only believe what you say when you yell or become angry, then they will discard all the rest of it. If someone says to you in an offhand manner that they will do something, and then they don't do it, and then they're surprised that you are not happy, then you become unable to trust that person, even though, and they may be surprised because they're not used to people holding them to their word. When it comes to women, you must be willing to ask for what you want and tell them what you're willing to give. Ask for what you want and say what you're willing to give. If you imply that you will only be the lover to a particular woman and she finds out that you're not, then your word is not good. She would much rather you say that you will take other lovers than try to trick her. If a woman is being angry or upset and you find it intolerable, rather than argue with her, tell her your opinion, tell her that you find this intolerable, and go away. You're not obligated to stay and take verbal word abuse. Words have power. In the same way, you should be careful what you say to women. Only say to them what you wish to be true or what you find to be true. If you lack for companionship, then it's because you're either not making agreements or you're not keeping them. Many lonely people, many lonely women in the world who would like for you to make the agreement that you're on an adventure and that you would like to take them with you to see and to change the planet, and that you will protect them along the way and provide for them a listening, comforting ear, a safe haven, and a protector in the search for fun, adventure, and creative construction. If you're lonely, then it's because you have not promised anything or have not delivered what you promised. In the same way, if you lack of money, think, what have you promised the world? Have you promised the world anything of value? If not, what can you promise the world that's of value? World as in one person at a time, or one group at a time. What can you promise them that you can deliver? If you lack of money, then you have not promised enough, or you have not delivered what you promised. So, when you want more money, think, what is the most valuable promise that you can make? There are promises and there are words set up in the universe. There is a law that says that if you drop something, it will fall to the earth. That promise is described by the law of gravity, which says that two objects are attracted to each other with a force proportional to their weight and inversely proportional to their distance from each other. Those are the words that will always be true, that are delivered in the universe. So knowing about the universe will teach you to know the promises of God. Knowing the laws of the universe is to know the laws of God, and then following those laws, you can base your life upon those promises and see good, or you can ignore those promises that are written both on the face of the universe, in the books of science, in the books of philosophy, and you can know these words, base your life upon them, and then construct something valuable. The book to read is The Four Agreements, or The Wisdom Book, by Don Ruiz. You can find out more about the Father's Library at templerepair.com/FatherBooks.